This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. By now, you've no doubt heard the term Brexit, a mashup of Britain and exit. On Thursday, citizens of the United Kingdom will be deciding in a referendum if England, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland, and let's not forget Gibraltar, will remain in the European Union. Initially, a product of post-World War II idealism, the EU as we know it has become a powerful entity in international commerce, developing trade rules and standards, but also a bureaucracy, which critics claim is bloated and detached from the everyday lives of its half-billion population scattered over 28 countries. Let's see now. Secession from an overblown bureaucracy removed from the concerns of the people? Heard any of these sentiments voiced closer to home? Tom Dart has been writing about this for the London-based Guardian. Welcome back to the Texas Standard, Tom.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So let's back up for just a second and talk about what's actually going on in the UK before we get to Texas. This isn't some fringe movement there, and it doesn't cut neatly across party lines either. What's prompted this momentum to leave the EU?
There's been Britain as an island nation, which entered the EU in 1973, so relatively recently, has long had a big Eurosceptic number among the population. For example, Britain never joined the single currency, so it's kept the pound rather than having the euro as its currency.
Right, so it's
always had a sort of tense relationship with mainland Europe, which has now come to a head with the anti-Europe crowd managing to get a referendum organised by the ruling party, the Conservatives, for this Thursday. And all indications are that it will be a very close vote, and with some recent polls actually suggesting that the Leave group will actually win out, which would be quite a dramatic result.
Dramatic indeed. In fact, it's been shaking up world markets of late. Every new poll causes the London's FT to, index to go up or down pretty dramatically. I guess no one really doubts the legality or the right of a sovereign Britain to leave the EU, right? I mean, they can do this if they want to.
That's right. They can do it. You know, there's not going to be a way that the European Union can stop Britain doing it. It is a sovereign country, and the EU is more of a kind of club than a really, really tight, indissoluble coalition of states like the US is. So there are obviously important differences between Texas's status in the US and Britain's status in the European Union, even though there are also some similarities in the arguments that Texas secessionists and British anti-EU people do make.
Well, let's talk about that. I mean, in a little bit more detail, I've wondered if the two are really that comparable anyway. I mean, Brexit, Texit, you do have that nice little comparison, at least verbally. But, you know, secession in Texas is not mainstream. I mean, they couldn't even open a debate on the subject at the Texas Republican Party convention, right? And there's obviously the issue of legality, too.
That's right. It's not mainstream. The Texas nationalist movement, who I talked to, they say they have about 260,000 supporters. So that's out of a state with 27 million people. That's obviously a small number. But other polls have been a bit more supportive. And even if this is a relatively small part of Texas's population, you could argue that they've been making increasing amounts of noise in recent years. They've been getting more organized. They've been having a bit more traction in the Republican Party of Texas, certainly among the Tea Party wing, because you know, so much of that rhetoric in the GOP has been anti the federal government and so critical, especially of the Obama administration. So maybe the logical consequence of your governor, Greg Abbott, saying, you know, I've sued the federal government 40 times, is that more and more people start to say, why are we still in the federal government?
Yeah, well, I mean, people in the UK, though, don't really believe that Texas might actually secede, do they? I mean, there's not this idea elsewhere that Texas is on the verge of breaking away.
No, I mean, the focus on has been the UK in recent days has been very much closely on the UK. So it's more a case of Texans looking at the UK vote. And if it does go to leave the UK, sorry, to leave the EU, then that will give at least a PR boost to the Texas secessionists.
Sure.
And certainly that happened in 2014 when they got a bit more attention when Scotland was thinking of leaving the UK. And that was a very close vote. So all this debate at least gives them attention and makes it into a talking point, regardless of whether it would actually happen or not, which of course is an extremely long shot.
Tom Dart writes for the London-based Guardian. Tom, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.